Since the weather can't seem to make up its mind about the temperature, I'm going to remind it that it's December, which means it's supposed to be cold, and I'll look at two movies set in cold climates that are absolutely worth your time. The first is the Canadian Inuit movie The Fast Runner, which is the first movie ever in the Inuktitut language and is based on a 1,000-year-old story of love, jealousy, and murder. But while that story is engrossing and it leads to a virtuoso chase sequence unlike anything else in movie history, the bigger deal is that this movie is a look into a culture and a place that we rarely get a real picture of, with what almost seems like documentary footage of the lives of people who literally live in the Arctic Circle. The movie is long and occasionally slow, but it's massively rewarding for anyone interested in folklore, different cultures, or good movies. The other movie is hardly unknown, but if you've seen it, my guess is that it's been too long since you've seen it. It's Robert Altman's 1971 masterpiece McCabe and Mrs. Miller. Roger Ebert says it's a perfect movie, and I'm not going to argue. It's also a deeply sad movie, often quiet and snow-filled, with Warren Beatty in the Stranger Comes to Town role and Julie Christie in, I guess, the other Stranger Comes to Town role. The movie feels real and lived in and can be achingly beautiful despite also being about as bleak as it can be. And with that in mind, happy holidays! I'll have trailers for both of these movies on the Indie Films page of our website at KMUW.org, and next time we'll take a look at the Christmas movies that are playing in the area. For KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.
To want you to ignore his dreams as though they were the burden of some other. Oh, you've seen that man before, his golden arm dispatching cards, but now it's rusted from the elbow to the finger. And he wants to trade the game he plays for shelter.